It's Monday, March 3rd, 2008, and welcome to episode 27 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Project WOW was here again at the ITC this past Friday, and we're on to a new crop of podcasters. This semester, Project WOW is working on an Abraham Lincoln unit. We had a very limited amount of time in the lab with approximately 50 third graders, so we needed to be very streamlined in what we did. Here are a few tips that we have found helpful from past projects. First, there is a lot of pre-planning that goes on before anyone comes to the lab. This is a collaborative project between the instructor at EIU and her pre-service students and two third grade teachers with their classes. For the project, we have EIU pre-service teachers assigned to work with small groups of third graders. 3 to 4 students per group seemed to work very well last semester, but this increases the number of groups that you have for the project. This time, we had 5 to 6 third graders per group, and while this cut down on the total number of groups, it did present other challenges in recording the podcast. With more students per group, it took a little bit longer to record each of the group podcasts because more children were speaking. If you have the time available, this is not a problem, but if you are limiting the time to a half hour to 1 hour for the recording sessions, then your script needs to match the available time slot. The students also wanted to do practice runs before the recording actually began. Secondly, we had 4 to 5 groups in the lab at the same time, so forget about the pristine environment of a recording studio. We used inexpensive microphones that cost about $15 each, and they were of the directional type. This is an important point because a directional microphone records what you pointed at. If we had used omnidirectional microphones, they would have picked up every sound in the room and the recording would have been of a much lower quality. While not an ideal recording environment, the directional microphones did a pretty good job of recording the student voices and limiting the background noise in the lab. Ideally, it would have been best to record one group at a time so the background noise would be limited, but due to time constraints, we recorded 4 groups at a time. We had 2 recording sessions of 4 groups each giving a total of 8 podcasts created for the morning session. Thirdly, always start small and run through a practice run or two to make sure you are familiar with the process and to make sure the equipment is working properly. Before the third graders arrived in the lab, we gave a quick 45-minute tutorial on how to use the Audacity program to record the podcast. Ideally, we would have liked to have had a couple of hours so the pre-service students would have been a little bit more comfortable with the software. Luckily, we had a couple of pre-service students that had previously taken a class and were already familiar with creating a podcast. The pre-service teachers were great and the recording session went smoothly. Fourth, save often. Just like any other project, you need to save the project as you go along. In Audacity, you save as an Audacity project file for future editing, so create a new folder on the computer to save things as you go along. I recommend saving as an Audacity project file after each student records. That way, if you are on student number 4 and have computer problems, you can open the Audacity project and record from your last save point. If you do not save and something happens to the computer, you will have to start from the beginning and re-record everything. Lastly, the biggest problem we had was with the different volume levels of voices that students use while recording. Some students speak very loudly, while others are more soft-spoken. Adjusting the distance of the microphone from the speaker's lips helps with this, but it is still a problem. Again, this could be perfected with multiple takes, but due to time constraints, we only had 1 shot at the recordings. We can fix some of the volume changes in post-production using the amplify effect of Audacity, but without having a mixer and real-time monitoring of the volume levels, this has remained a problem. There were several activities that the third graders participated in Friday, including the making of a concept map using Inspiration and a guest speaker. We rotated the groups through the morning to the different activities. We did not have any time for post-production, so over the upcoming weeks, the EIU pre-service teachers will be working with the third graders and putting in post-production effects like intro and outro music. I believe our pre-service teachers have learned many valuable skills, including being the leader of their own projects and managing all aspects of the learning environments with their groups. The third graders also learned a lot about Abraham Lincoln and how to use technology for their project. This is an authentic activity that really engages all of the learners. My technology pick of the week is a new service that was just announced from Google. If you have a Gmail account, you can use the service right away. Others will have to wait until Google finishes with beta testing of this new service. The new service is called Google Page Creator and allows users to create their own web page using only a Google account and a web browser. A link is provided in the show notes to a CNN article about this new service. Here is a quote from the article. With only a few clicks, just about anyone will be able to quickly set up and update a website featuring a wide array of material, including pictures, calendars, and video from Google Incorporated YouTube subsidiary, said David Gerard, general manager of the division overseeing the new application. We are literally adding an edit button to the web, Gerard said. Show notes for episode 27 of Tech Talk for Teachers are available on the web at techtalkforteachers.blogspot.com. That's techtalk4teachers.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments about using technology in the classroom, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu. Well, that wraps it up for this episode of Tech Talk for Teachers. So until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.